Welcome to For the Ultimate Good, a podcast encouraging a lifestyle of hope, good work, and loving your neighbors well. I'm your host, Danielle Koch. Hi, friends. I am so happy you're here. Wow, look, it's a podcast. Can you believe it? For a while, I've felt a bit constrained by the limits of an Instagram caption or story, and while I have other outlets and points of connection, I figured that a podcast would be such a fun way to connect with you in a more meaningful and slightly longer form fashion. So, thanks for listening. I believe that no moment should go to waste, so while this is an introductory episode, I still want to take the opportunity to dive into the heart of this podcast and this idea of the ultimate good. If you're following me on social media anywhere at Oh Happy Danny, you know that this phrase is at the heart of what I do. And I know that many of you seek to lead the kind of life where love is at the center. And honestly, the phrase love your neighbor has been used about a billion times within the last few years, especially in a season marked by rallying cries for racial justice, community care and responsibility through the COVID-19 pandemic, and the heavy weight of isolation, right? Doing the work of equity and honestly just showing up for each other while trying to keep our own heads held high. The idea of loving my neighbor well and pursuing the ultimate good have been guiding lights for me in this season, and I'm sure that it echoes your own heart's cry as well. But when you say that you love your neighbor, do you mean it? What is this love that we're referring to? Is this a placating phrase aimed to eliminate tension and signal passivity? Or is it a transformative force that calls us into the uncomfortable and helps us wade through it? Now, let me start by sharing where the idea of the ultimate good even came from for me. So, a few years ago, I came across a quote by C.S. Lewis that says, "Love is not an affectionate feeling, but a steady wish for the loved person's ultimate good as far as it can be obtained." I was particularly captivated by this quote because at the time of discovering it, it was October of 2020, and I found myself struggling to kind of get my bearings after a summer of fighting for the dignity of Black lives, first and foremost, and right before we were getting ready to vote in an unbelievably wild election season. I know y'all did not forget about that. And of course, smack dab in the middle of this pandemic. It felt like we were, as a society, positioning ourselves to get into the heart of what it meant to do the work of justice. We were having those hard conversations with family and friends. We were taking inventory of our inclusivity. We were supporting BIPOC-owned businesses. We were reading the books. And it was necessary, but it was hard too, wasn't it? I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but I know I'm not the only one. As a matter of fact, many of us felt like it was hard. And in the face of rising tensions, disagreements, and discomfort, I began hearing the phrase, "just love your neighbor," being used as a way to seemingly skirt around the tough moments that we needed to have. It was almost like folks were saying, "oh no, don't worry about any of this. Don't start trouble. Just love your neighbor, sweetie." You know, doesn't that sound almost patronizing in a way? It's as if the phrase was being used to coddle. And so when I came across the C.S. Lewis quote, I thought to myself, this love thing, this is a powerful tool. It's not a passive placating phrase. It's not even necessarily a feeling. But as he said, it's a steady wish for the loved person's ultimate good as far as it can be attained. This is the kind of love that says, yikes, this has been uncomfortable. But because I love you, I've got to see this work through because I want the ultimate good for my neighbor as much as I can help it. And that good involves a life not marred by the horrors of injustice over and over again. And of course, we can't make it all go away. But if I have the power to do better, as far as can be attained, that's my duty. So I think of the words of Martin Luther King Jr., who I'm obsessed with, by the way. You probably are not surprised by this fact. But he called love the greatest force in the universe, the heartbeat of the moral cosmos. He went so far as to say that he who loves is a participant in the being of God. Now, many of you know that I'm a Christian, I do believe in God, and I do agree that love is the greatest force in the universe, but wherever you find yourself in your spiritual journey, you can probably agree that love is absolutely so powerful. That's the lens through which MLK was saying these words, because through the lens of Christian faith is where this phrase is often used the most and the most incorrectly. Can we be honest? Can we be honest? That's important to name because it's often in the name of Jesus that many injustices in our history have been carried out. Now, I want to stay in this vein of faith just for a moment so I can illustrate why I take the call to love my neighbor so seriously in my personal life. There's a passage in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 13 that says, love is patient, love is kind. Y'all are familiar with this. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And when I read this passage again, right around the same time I found that C.S. Lewis quote, I was like, oh my gosh, what a powerful description of love. And how can we know this definition and settle for a love that plays patty cake with injustice? You know what I mean? I'm talking about the kind of passive love that seeks peace without justice, unity without accountability. It attempts to mimic this God love being talked about here by being patient and kind, but it doesn't continue on to protect and persevere. Instead of the divine love that seeks out and rejoices in truth, this dull love that I'm talking about coddles evil and avoids tension. And I talked about that on my social media a while back, but thinking about this appropriate definition of love, you can clearly see that we're called to love each other unconditionally. Now, regardless of our backgrounds, affiliations, belief systems, and all those other things, this is what we're called to do. And this is the love that's at the heart of the work that I want to do. A love that's transcendent, a love that is the embodiment of the divine. You know, it's a love that requires something outside of ourselves. And this is a journey, one that we can't embark on alone. This love desires collective care and community. It requires that we seek out truth at the expense of our own comfort, joyfully resolving to lay down our lives for each other. By exchanging the fluffy feel-good stuff for a commitment to faithfully pursue all that's good, we resolve to do this hard work even when it gets uncomfortable. So this is not a love that is tolerance. This is a love that's transformation. It looks into the pit of darkness and hate and says, I will not rest until the light of truth shines through. And that is when we can clearly say and mean it, that love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. This is a love that never fails, even when we do. And that's the power of the collective and the power of a divine love. So getting back to the ultimate good, seeking out this ultimate good for others is more than just saying that love is action, right? It's believing that genuine love for each other propels us into wishing and working for the ultimate good, the ultimate best outcome in the lives of others as much as we are able. Capacity is a really important part of this, but this is the living proof of love at the end of the day, how we pour out our time, our resources, our words, and our very lives in this great service of loving each other well. So this will be the heart of this podcast and hopefully the heart of our very lives, choosing a love that challenges us as we wade through all that comes with a lifestyle that pursues the ultimate good for others as much as we can. So we'll be talking about all that comes with that journey, from overwhelm and burnout to community connection and mutual aid. We'll wrap ourselves up in empathy and hope. We'll grapple with the hard things. We'll laugh with joy as we celebrate all that's good in the world. We'll stretch our thinking while clinging tightly to conscious optimism, one of mindfulness and hopefulness. And we'll stay as close as possible to the light. This kind of love that I'm talking about, the kind of love that I'm building this podcast on and wanting to walk through with all of you, is living and breathing and active, and it's calling to each of us. We can pursue this life of love together. So I'll be here with you as often as I'm able, as we steadily wish for the ultimate good of each other as far as can be attained. Love you. Hey, thanks so much for listening. You can find me on social media everywhere at Oh Happy Danny, and of course you can check out our shop where we've got art and words for the heart and home at ohhappydanny.com. Have a lovely rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.